The strategic plan is 10 pages long and full of goals for the industrial park, which sits along Silver Bay. At Tuesday night's assembly meeting, Sitka Economic Development Association Director Gary White listed off some of those goals.
Developing a private marina at Herring Cove. We have to improve cell phone coverage, get some good high internet access out there to attract customers to come into that area. We're researching development of a rock quarry out there that's open right now for at least it's past you guys to be able to develop it.
In the end, though, the discussion was dominated by the possibility of building a deep water dock at the industrial park. A memo from the industrial park board to the assembly says the most likely use for the dock in the near future would be cruise ships. But according to the memo, that would eventually expand to other uses, including shipping of processed fish, bottled in bulk water, and rock. Larger research vessels could tie up there, and container shipments could come in and go out. Assemblymember Reber Stein said he wanted to see more information on the impact of a dock, especially in the number of cruise passengers who would be shuttling back and forth along Sawmill Creek Road.
I don't think it's as simple as just adopting the idea of we need a dock without an understanding of all the impacts. And still what just challenges my logic is how you get a ship with 1,500 people in here and out of the dock, and then you've got a four-hour period in which I assume you're shuttling people in and a four-hour period in which you shuttle people back. And if you run the math, you have buses passing each other, running back and forth, trying to accomplish what's already happening to a degree out here with the lightering.
Industrial Park Board Member Charles Horan cited a traffic study from 2006, which said no roadway improvements would be needed despite the increase in traffic. He compared the expected number of passengers moving back and forth to be similar to a shift change at the old mill. Horan said the dock as a whole, looking at both cruise passengers and its other uses, could mean more money for the community.
And the reason is there'll be direct revenue from obviously wharfage, tie-up fees, the sales of utilities and water to the whatever ships tie up there will increase. There'll be dockside services, repairs, et cetera. There'll be jobs created through longshoremen, personnel, security, maintenance. There'll be, if on the cruise ship side, there's a high likelihood there'll be increased sales tax. Folks will be in town longer. There'll be an increased administrative presence at the park to do all these things. And it'll increase the demand for the land and the rentals at the park, quite frankly.
Assemblymember Cheryl Westover pointed out a way the industrial park is already increasing revenue to the city, the production of seafood. Westover said because of that production, raw fish tax revenues are expected to be up and will likely help the city exceed the amount of money it expected to take in last year. The assembly took no action on the strategic plan, but will likely consider adopting it during its next regular meeting. Any action on a dock itself would also go before the assembly in a public process. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.